Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Yeah, man, it's about the D.C. and who's it going to be? I got no sense of urgency on this. I mean, can't play any football, Carl. Can't get any guys in here yet. Matter of fact, we got to talk about the turnover on the defense. Might be a completely new-looking roster. But Steve Wilks is going to interview next week. Lou Anarumo from the Bengals has already spoken, as has Wink Martindale with the Falcons.
Yeah, and again, everybody's going through this, right? Teams that are looking for head coaches. We mentioned all the virtual interviews that are going on, some in person. For those coaches don't have playoff connections right now, but a lot of virtual stuff. And it's just interesting. The Todd Monken thing. If the Ravens go on to the Super Bowl, Mike, and again, I don't think it has to happen. I think he's a hot candidate right now. But if it does, I think it just puts a little extra sauce on his name. And then, you know, some of the names we've been talking about. But for us, the urgency is only to beat another team to the guy you might want. It has nothing to do with the offseason or the programs or who we might draft. All of that stuff is still yet to be determined. This is simply if you know another team, and all these teams know, they want this guy, he is high on their list, and we really like him. If you do, do not clown around, because that's when you start getting into, and Mike, we'll never know this because they won't admit it, the second and third and fourth choices, right? And and it becomes, oh, no, he was our first choice. No, he wasn't. And my thing is, it doesn't matter if it works, but if you have a guy that you really love, do it.
Period. Now, we got an article from Mark Raimondi from ESPN.com, you know, talking about the struggles with the defense and talking about, we'll get into it in depth about, you know, remember, Judon's likely, I mean, he's gone. You knew that was a one-type deal. You know, if he bet on himself, that's a fail because, you know, he may bounce around like Jadeveon Clowney now, but, you know, he needed more, I think, and certainly we love what we heard as far as leadership. Justin Simmons gave you two sacks but was very inconsistent. I think you got to draft for secondary. You've got to get, you got to go high for some help for A.J. Terrell. We love Ebikadi, and maybe Ebikadi really breaks through the next level if there's a real stud on the opposite side. And that's another thing. I know we're in nickel the majority of the time in the NFL. We kind of broke it down with Matt Verderam yesterday talking NFL about, you know, the 4-3-3-4 thing is kind of a little overrated. I think I still like a 4-3 better.
Well, they're so integrated now. That's the reason why a lot of teams are not so caught up in being so specific about it, because a lot of teams run a little bit of both. But I will say this, if you are more 3-4, Mike, for us, and I've said this, we got to get bigger up front. We just don't have the size up front to run the 3-4 effectively. I'm not telling you guys aren't playmakers. You know, people always bring up Grady. Grady's a playmaker. But when you start talking about protecting your linebackers, having great inside linebackers, if you like Caden Ellis and you think he can really take off into the next step, that's an area where we've got to get better, which is why I keep talking about development. I don't care who this guy is. We also need to develop the guys we currently have. We cannot draft Rook and Trice and all these guys and not get anything from them moving forward.
And that's it. I was making the point yesterday, and I was getting a lot of nods from the audience up there at the bar at Buffalo's Cafe, and Chris and I were going, I think Chris agreed. I thought there'd be a sense of urgency to get the most impactful pieces. Now, look, they made the Penix move, and hopefully that will, in the long run, pan out. But I just thought, okay, if you're going to go for Penix, you've got to get an impact guy. And maybe Rook will be that guy. You can't judge a guy after one season. I just still thought, look at all these corners that went after him that are starting, Carl. They're in the playoffs right now.
Yep.
They're having impact. And then you combine that with, as Mark Raimondi points out in his article, Mike Hughes, they liked him. Remember, you and I were drilling down on the corner all preseason. They said, no, we have the guys. I don't know about that. Anybody not named A.J. Terrell was not great. Dee Alford and Hughes are free agents. We mentioned Justin Simmons. Landman's a free agent. Judon, we talked about. Lorenzo Carter, you know, great guy, but never really, you know. Man, if he played like he looked, he'd have 15 sacks, man, right, every night. Also, James Smith Williams are free agents. Grady and Onyemata, are they going to ask Grady to restructure? Are they better suited in a 4-3? That's how I saw Grady's out of place in a 3-4.
Well, look, you don't change your whole defense for one guy.
No.
That's the other part. I mean, like, that's why when you keep saying 4-3, you don't change your whole defense for one guy. If that's the situation, Mike,
right,
then you evaluate, you use him in a different way if you still think he can make plays, or you move on.
It's our daily download, guys, brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. You want to keep up with that resolution to lose the LBs and keep them off? Check out ATL Live Well right next to the battery. Story number two.
Story number two.
We touched on it. Hawks, man, beat up, and the other dudes, the B team, came in and did a nice job for Quinn Snyder, and they get the win up in Chi-Town.
I'm wondering, Chris, you still down on Double O a little bit? He's been playing well, at least the last two games. Last night, another double-double, right? 14 and 13? This is what we need from him.
Yeah, but you need it every night. That's the problem, right? Now we're talking about the potential being reached, but the sample size is still too small as the trade deadline, Carl and Mike, is like 2 weeks away. That's the problem.
You want to move Double O?
I like Double O. I've never been as high as Double O because you've always felt there's more of a ceiling.
Yes.
Is to Chris's point, if he could give you know, 20 and 10 every night, well, then hell yeah. Then you really say, okay, Clint Capella, we love you, but that's an expiring contract. For those who don't remember, brought up yesterday, remember when we had, who was it, from who went to Boston as a free agent, just left here?
Oh, Al.
Al Horford. Al Horford has, that's the same situation you're in with Clint. Obviously, Al's got more intrinsic value, signed a big deal in Boston, but you've got to get something for Capella, get anything for Capella, because I don't think you're re-signing him after this season. He walks.
And that's what I agree. I'm talking about, Carl, is moving him into the starting lineup.
Yes, yes. But see, I think he can handle it. And look, two games don't make your season. But remember how he started the year, right? He had the big game, and everybody went, wow, because he hadn't played. He had been injured. And then he shows these flashes, 20 boards the other night, right? Last night, another double-double. That's what I need from – I don't need 35 points from him if these other guys are rolling. But you're right, and that is going to be the decision where they go, we can win with him, and to Mike's point, move on from Capella and go get whatever we need. What is it you think we need to go deep in the playoffs?
I felt, you know, an upgrade in the front, but again, it's got to make sense. Don't misunderstand me. I don't want to move Capella just to move him, but there is generally a rule in the NBA, if you've got a guy on an expiring contract, you go at the trade deadline and you get something in return that's going to, you'll have, you know, what the Braves always say, salary control, somebody who makes it fit.
Yep.
And the other thing is, do you feel now, okay, we're two games over 500, we've had the injury bug, you know, hopefully it stops. Is Wrestler going to get into one of those friggin' aprons that no one understands about spending a little bit more money?
It's a good question. It really is. And that is, to me, the bigger question, because these aprons, you're paying taxes on them. For those who don't understand, it's just different levels of how much tax you want to pay as an owner. And, you know, for the teams that are championship caliber, they're not afraid to do that because they feel like they're on the cusp, Mike. You're going to you're going to recoup that money through playoff runs and home games and all the stuff you're going to have.
Right.
If you are 8, 9, 10, 11, does your owner really want to get into those aprons and pay the extra tax it's going to take to bring in the players? That's what Tony Wrestler has to make a commitment to.
Right. And this weekend, good weekend to be a couch potato. Hopefully we'll get some good enough weather to play some golf. Maybe some rain. Either way, it's time for the NFL. Story three.
Story number three.
Gonna be chalk. You feel it's gonna go? I saw Bill Barnwell had an article in ESPN, I think it was yesterday, said that you realize that since we've gone to the 7-team, you know, format, that the 7th seed is now 1-9. You know, that the only 7-team one, take a wild guess. Green Bay, when they knocked off the Cowboys last year, they should have gotten McCarthy gotten.
Right.
They just don't seem to get it done. Moving forward now in this bracket, you feel the Commanders, you know, are gonna get whooped by Detroit. I still think L.A. can present some matchups with that defense that maybe limits Saquon's effectiveness and make Jalen Hurts beat you, and maybe he can't do it right now.
I agree with that. The Chiefs are rested. They're as healthy as they've been.
Most uncompelling matchup of the weekend?
Andy Reid doesn't lose after having 2 weeks off, Mike. Like, that's what you're talking about. You're telling me that the best coach in the NFL had 2 weeks with the best quarterback, and they're not going to be ready? By the way, they play in week 16, and that was the game in which Mahomes was supposed to have the hurt ankle, and they beat him.
Right.
So, It's hard for me to look at that. I like Chiefs. I do like Lions just because they score, man. Lions are going to score. I don't know if the Commanders can keep up with that. They're giving you 30-some-odd points a game. The Rams, that's my upset. I really do like that. And then this Ravens-Bills game. Mike, ooh, it's a pick 'em.
This is one, I mean, just get your popcorn, as the man says. I cannot wait. And the other thing with this is, you know, in sports where we sell you the big matchup, and I cannot see this not being an awesome football game that comes down to the final possession.
Me neither. Josh is playing like, listen, the motivation alone. The two quarterbacks that everybody thinks is the MVP are playing head-to-head. What better way to prove to the world that I am, in fact, that dude? Have a great game and lead my team to the AFC Championship game. That alone has me wanting to watch. But the way Lamar has played, the way Derrick Henry, can they continue this? The way things have gone for the Ravens, I'm just like, their defense is so improved. I can't wait. And by the way, I don't know what the weather's going to be, but they're saying it's going to be cold. Really cold.
Right.
So does that play a factor as well? Because, again, you talk about home field advantage, Mike. That's the deal. Having to go play the Bills in mid-January. What do? You got to run the ball.
Yeah, man. I know that Kansas City, and I said to Carl, you just have a feeling that, and CJ Stroud, they kind of took a step back this year at times offensively. They weren't the juggernaut. You know, Diggs came in, then the injury, so he didn't have a real big effect on them.
Do you think Mahomes is going to throw four picks?
No.
Neither do I.
No. And the thing is, remember, it was the Deshaun Watson team that had that big lead. It was like 5 years ago, and then they folded, remember? Yep. And Kansas City came back. The only other story, and this is on some of those like websites, you know, like Barstool's got it, and the Bro Bible. It's like, is Travis Kelce now fat? Well, I wouldn't say fat, but they've found some, like anybody else, you get a picture of somebody at a bar getting out of a car. You can have the angle. It's very unflattering.
True.
But they made Kelce look like he's the before and after weight loss commercial. So I don't know. I think that's a guy who's been hearing it all season. I want to see him bounce back and go crazy.
And he probably will. I mean, look, he's occupied. he's got the biggest pop star in the world.
Right.
Texting him and doing whatever. Who knows? But the point is, Mike, he's occupied. I am not worried about Travis Kelce. You're absolutely right. He's a baller, man.
It's a daily download brought to you by ATL Live Well. If there was a Ford story, and we will dive into this, our man Jason Longshore. Chris and I were talking about it yesterday with Smoke and Joe Patrick. We might be getting Miggy back. Miguel Almiron coming back from Newcastle. Kind of miscast over there. Literally like that movie, Goal, The Dream Begins. He never got the respect of the coaching staff and always seemed kind of like, when he was on the pitch, made things happen. I just said to Chris yesterday, get your take. I know I would buy some seats to go watch. I would be spending more time at Mercedes-Benz with United if Miggy was back.
He is, and for those of you who didn't see him play, he was the go guy. He was as good as Joseph Martinez was. He was the guy that stirred the drink, and he was so fast and so fun to watch. And his playmaking skills, Mike, with either foot, like he could be anywhere and make magic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we're getting that because 18 was special, right? We always talk about like that. That's the outlier. But if he get anything close to that, that's a difference-making kind of guy.
We'll ask Jason about it. Sky Sport, that's the English TV network, their version of ESPN. They're reporting that we're actually spending money in the transfer portal, as it were, for soccer in the window to go get a couple of dudes. There's another player from the Ivory Coast who plays for Middleborough, so we'll see if that's accurate because they did say they got to get the DPs, designated players, and I'm not sure how much of this is real or not.